Welcome to the Hercules Performance and Physical Therapy Podcast. Today we have Daniel with Wad League on the podcast here. Thanks for coming on, Daniel.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you for having me. Very excited to talk to you. We've talked so many times,
Yes.
and it's nice to I guess share some of the
Absolutely.
conversations that we've had before with other people.
And you have a really cool story in the health and fitness industry, just from where you've come from and background and what you're doing now. Just tell me about how you got started.
Okay. How far back do you want me to go? The very, very beginning?
What got you into health and fitness? Let's start there.
Okay. All right. I'll try not to make it too long, but no, I've been involved with sports, for the most part of my life, without giving up too much. I'm about 30 years, or maybe even a little more. My first sport was tennis. That's what actually brought me to this country, to play college tennis. I played at Gardner Webb University in North Carolina. Back when I was about 10 years old, 10, 11, I started playing tennis, and then maybe around 13 or 14, I was kind of a chubby kid, actually. A lot of people don't believe me when I tell them,
I
but
don't believe you.
I was, I, yeah, I was a little overweight kid. And then I had this crush on this girl in school, and I was like, oh man, maybe if I lose some weight, she's gonna look at me differently, So my mom at the time used to work at a university in Brazil, and they had a track, a soccer field and a track around it. And I would see people running. It's like, oh, I want to start running to try to lose some weight, see if she'll be attracted to me. That didn't help. That didn't work. But what I did notice is that my tennis performance went up a lot. I lost some weight, and I was able to, play better because of that. Just to keep in mind, I was very young. I was only 12, 13 at the time, but I was already playing some tournaments, some junior tournaments. And then that had a such an impact in my life, that experience, just the fitness, how that helped my tennis game, from that point on, I just kept playing tennis, played competitive junior tennis in Brazil and South America. Eventually got recruited to play college tennis in here in America, in North Carolina. And I mean, it was a huge part of my life for, I would say, up until 22 years old, 23. Shortly after I graduated, my ultimate dream was to become a professional tennis player, but unfortunately that didn't happen. Or fortunately, I don't know. But it was something that obviously, most people that play tennis competitively have that dream. Anyways, it was a good experience. I was very fortunate to have played in college, and then I pretty much knew I didn't want to have a desk job. I shortly after that, I got involved with tennis training. I used to coach tennis a lot. I also worked for the USTA, the United States Tennis Association. That was actually my very first job. Worked at different tennis academies, coaching tennis. And then later, I was probably in my late 20s, that's when I got into CrossFit. And the reason why, the way I found out about it was on TV, through the CrossFit Games. I think this was 2011 or 2010. ESPN, like on a, I don't know, afternoon on Sunday, one of those ESPN channels that nobody really watches, and back then was showing the CrossFit Games, and I started watching. I was like, oh man, this is pretty cool. These guys are ripped, and they're doing some really cool stuff. I want to do that, because at that time, I was no longer playing competitive tennis, but I still enjoy working out, going to the gym, lifting some weights. But that eventually would get a little tiring, a little boring. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, this looks like pretty cool, and these guys are in pretty good shape, but it's a competition format. I've never seen anything like it. And I'm sure thousands of other people had the same experience the first time they saw a CrossFit competition.
The
But anyways,
unique experience.
it's just, it's combining exercising with competition, it's, I wasn't really into the physique fitness competition. That's never something that I really was interested in. I was more into the performance. So that fit just like a glove, when I saw that. So funny story, I actually Googled CrossFit near where I was living, found a gym. It was CrossFit Greensboro. That's where I had my first experience. And I called the guys there to schedule a trial class or whatever. And I told them, hey, I'm watching this on TV, and that's what I want to do, Like, little did I know, like, those were like some the best athletes in the world in the sport of CrossFit. But they probably thought it was very funny. But anyways, I went and tried, and to be very honest, I almost didn't continue after my trial classes because they're very basic, very introductory, which now as a coach, I certainly appreciate that, and I think it's very important to have that introduction.
Do you remember your first CrossFit workout?
I don't remember exactly what the workout was, which is sad. A lot of people do, but I do remember when I attended the very first actual CrossFit class. Once I completed the on-ramp process, those trial classes, we did like a one rep max deadlift, and then we had another workout afterwards, and I was like wiped. And that's when I had that moment. I was like, this is it. This is what I was looking for, you know. Mm-hmm. Because when I just did the trial classes, I thought it was kind of silly, you know. We're doing like air squats and kettlebell swings with like super lightweight, you know. But you know, the same time that we were doing the class, there was a regular class going on side by side. So I saw like those people lifting some heavy weights and doing some stuff that was pretty hard. I was like, all right, I guess if I'm patient enough, eventually I'll make my way over there, because that's what I was looking for. And sure enough, you know, I had my very first real class. Yeah, it was like an ass beating, and I loved it. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is what I want to do, you know.
So you got into CrossFit after years of tennis. Then you're starting to do this cool thing called Wad League. How did you get those? How did you go from I just started CrossFit to Wad League?
Yeah, well, it did take a few years to go from one to the other. But I guess basically the process is sometime after I got involved with CrossFit, I decided to open a CrossFit gym in Brazil. And back then, this is like 2012, 2013, there weren't too many gyms in Brazil. And I was like, I had such the experience of doing CrossFit was so impactful. That I was like, oh man, I need to let people know about this down in Brazil, you know, my hometown from a small town in Brazil. So I figured there wasn't one there, you know, and there wasn't. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Brazil and I'm going to open a CrossFit gym in my hometown. So I did that. I opened the very first CrossFit gym in São Carlos, which is kind of like outside of São Paulo. And then, you know, it was a great experience. I had that for several years. I would go back and forth. I would spend some time there, come back, spend some time here. And we had a really nice space. You know, our gym, you know, again, going kind of full circle, our CrossFit gym was inside a tennis academy. So we had more space than we knew what to do with.
Was that by luck or was that by design?
It was by design, you know. I shared a space with my former tennis coach. He owned a tennis academy, and he was wanting to add some kind of fitness component to it, but he didn't want to have a regular gym. He just, you know, this was mostly an outdoor space, you know, with tennis courts, so he didn't feel like having a regular gym with machines and stuff was appropriate for the location. So I presented him the CrossFit idea. Like, hey, this is what I mentioned now. Been training for a few years, I got my certification, why don't we open this gym, a CrossFit gym here in this space? And he loved the idea, you know. He thought it was very fitting with the environment that we were in, and that could even benefit some of the tennis players. You know, we worked with some of them, did some part of their conditioning was doing CrossFit, so that was pretty cool. But anyways, we had that set up, and I had participated in some competitions here before I went to Brazil. I was like, man, at that time, there was hardly any competition in Brazil. I was like, we have the perfect place here to host events. So we started doing a series of events that wasn't the Wad League yet. It was something else. It was called the Shark Weekend, which is a weekend-long competition. People came from all over Brazil to participate because there were very few events at that time. So they got very popular. We started doing more and more of those, and it was really cool. And then a few years later, I, you know, wanted to create a different format of competition where it was more, a little more practical, a little more geared towards the recreational level members, gym goers, you know, something that I wouldn't, you know, the Shark Weekend was a pretty, you know, different competition. We would always have like different elements and combine stuff that people normally don't do in a gym. So I wanted to create something different where even people that are very new to CrossFit or have limited experience feel like it would be appropriate, safe, and fun, you know. So that's how this is a few years later, 2017, when we had our inaugural season of Wad League.
Do you feel like aiming a competition at more of beginner CrossFitters, people who are there more to have fun, be safe, but having that as a goal can benefit them in their fitness journey?
I think so, yeah. And we've seen that a lot, you know, with people. Once they sign up for competition, they feel that, you know, I was like, okay, I'm doing this. So now I really have to pay attention to my training. I have to pay attention to my diet. I have to take care of my recovery, you know. So I think it just really helps them stay focused. And you know, obviously, most of those guys, they don't have like aspirations of reaching higher levels. Although I will tell you, we've had some past games athletes that competed at a WAD League when they were like just starting out. And then some that even many years later made it to the games. But you know, it's kind of like the entry level competition. Sure. But yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it, you know, people that have competing with us for many years and they're able to go up in divisions, or some people that even stay at that entry level division. But it just, you know, it just gives them the motivation to continue their training, to be consistent with their training. You know, they're not trying to make a living out of CrossFit competitions, but as much like people that run, they sign up for like a local 5K or 10K, you know, it just gives them that drive that sometimes it's needed when, you know, we sometimes in our training, we can get a little, you know, a little down and lose the motivation and start missing some training sessions. I really feel like it can be helpful for sure.
It's hard to stay motivated to do hard things. And it, right, you got to have to, there's consistency, you get used to it, but you know, there's a lot of athletes who come away from other sports and go, I want to be competitive, but I need something to aim for. And it may not be a tennis match anymore, right, or winning and whatnot, a baseball player or whatnot. Just, it's nice to have something to shoot for. It's kind of like, okay, my training means something other than just looking good. These are a lot of people who don't just want to look good. They want to move well. They want to be strong.
Well, for sure. And for me, it was very much that, you know, I missed that competitive side of tennis once I finished my college career and wasn't competing anymore. And I would go to the gym, but from time to time, I would lose the motivation. I was like, what am I working out for? You know, I'm not competing. I'm not doing anything with this fitness. So when I saw CrossFit and how they turned that into a competitive format, it really got me attracted to it. You know, I hardly ever compete anymore. Every now and then I'll sign up for like, I'll do the open or I'll do like a local competition, but all for fun. But yeah, I find it very helpful too. And it's certainly what got me started with CrossFit.
So what does WAD League look like practically? Day of, you show up to WAD League, you've signed up. What is the outline?
You mean for like somebody that's participating?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. You show up a few minutes earlier with your partners. Usually it's a teams of two competition. So I feel like that's an important component as well. Most recreational athletes, they feel a little intimidated competing by themselves. Like it's too much pressure. But if you do it with somebody, then it's not as much. You know, you share the workload. The workouts are a little more manageable because you're not just, it's not just you, but you're sharing the workout with somebody else. And then, you know, you get with your partner, you show up, do your check-in, you know, the standard stuff. You get a little bag with a t-shirt, some giveaways. So, you know, we try to make it fun and do a lot of little things for the athletes so they have a positive experience, you know, and it's memorable. And then, you know, you go through your warm-up. We usually have a warm-up area set up at whatever gym we're doing it. They get your warm-up. They know the workouts ahead of time. So most of the times they have tested the workouts. They kind of have an idea how they're going to do, or they have a strategy. And then, you know, it's typically three workouts. So, you know, a typical competition will start at 9 a.m. and will finish about 4 or 5 p.m. So they have a morning workout, and then they'll have a lunch break. Usually people stick around because a lot of times they come with multiple friends that are participating as well. So let's say you do your heat and then you're done. Then you watch your friends competing as well. You meet new people. We usually have vendors there as well with like different, you know, food items, or you or a physical therapist doing like massages, recovery. They enjoy that as well. Different partners that we have, they're, you know, exposing their products, so they, you know, we try to add other elements to the event as well, so it's not just a competition, you know. And then they'll have another workout shortly after lunch, and then typically one later in the afternoon. So three workouts. I feel like it's just the right amount. They're not like beat up or destroyed next day. It's just one day, so Sunday they can still enjoy the day with their families. Monday they may be a little sore, but they're not like miserable, and they're still able to move, get back to the regular training. You know, they don't have to miss out an entire week of training because they're so sore. I feel like that's important as well. And then, you know, at the end of the day, if they do well, they'll maybe go up on the podium, get a trophy, mm-hmm. take it home, take a little photo, put on their social media. I know that's important as well. get a little medal as well, and yeah, just at the end of the day, have a good time, you know, and feel good about themselves. And I always mention this at the event, you know, stick around to the very end, have a cold beer with us, you know, if they're over 21, of course. But you know, it's a fun day, it really is, you know, and the host gym, they usually get very involved as well. A lot of their members come to just watch. It's an opportunity for, you know, it's a very family oriented event, so that, you know, people bring their kids watch them compete, and parents, friends come and watch for the gyms. I think it's a nice opportunity for them to showcase their facility. You know, I've seen this many times, you know, people just coming in because their friends are competing. They've never done CrossFit before, any kind of functional fitness. And they're like, oh man, this is a nice place. Maybe I should come check it out sometime. And then they end up getting a membership. So I feel like there's that kind of benefit as well for the facility, you know?
Sure. And speaking of the gyms, is there a particular type of gym that Wildling's usually in? I know CrossFit space. Is there functional fitness gyms? Or are you looking to connect with all types of gyms? How does that kind of work?
No, really all kinds of gyms. No, it's more the functional fitness style of training, but they by no means have to be affiliated with CrossFit. We've done hundreds of competitions at gyms that are not CrossFit affiliated. We don't have any affiliation with CrossFit, so we're open to doing CrossFit affiliates, but also very much open to doing at gyms that are not affiliated, as long as, you know, that's what they're into, you know, that style of training, the functional fitness, and they have the equipment and the facility that's appropriate for our style of workouts. So
you've been set up in a ton of different gyms. I know some background on it, right? You got a whole league down there in Brazil. What is one of the coolest venues you've ever hosted a WOD League at?
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's been many, many cool places. So we've had the experience of doing one where it was actually a really small gym, but they were so excited to have our event that they got approval from the city to close the entire street. So we had the whole workout was outside on the streets. We brought out all the equipment, gym mats, barbells, weights, bikes, rowers. I mean, everything was done outside. You know, they basically brought the whole gym outside so that we would have enough space to run the event. That was a lot of fun. We also did an addition on the beach. That was really cool and different as well. So this gym was in a beach town, and it was very close, within walking distance to the beach. So we did some of the workouts actually on the beach, bringing out just, you know, kettlebells, dumbbells, different things like that. That was really fun. What else? We did, we went to Manaus, which is in the rainforest in Brazil.
That's neat.
It was a regular gym, but, you know, just a very different place, you know, so far away and kind of remote, but that was pretty cool. I would say those are some of the more unusual spaces that we've been. But honestly, and this sometimes that's a concern when some gym owners they contact us, they're interested in hosting our event, but they're sometimes worried, oh, we may not have enough space, or, you know, we may not have enough equipment. And we really, you know, we create the workouts based on the facility and the equipment that they have available, so we can really make it happen anywhere, you know. And there's, you know, with the functional fitness training, there's such a wide range of exercises that you can incorporate that, I mean, you're really only limited by your creativity, you know.
Absolutely. So let's say we have two.
This is just kind of along the lines. During the pandemic, we had a few online competitions as well. So that was different. Very challenging. We had I think one of the editions had well over 2,000 people participating. All online. They submit their videos, all done just body weight exercise, because people were home. A lot of people didn't have access to equipment, so we wanted to have, you know, we wanted to keep people motivated to keep training. This was very early in the COVID days. You know, I'm talking probably March or April of 2020. So we launched an online only competition where people can do it at home. So they recorded from their phone at their house, you know, and used just body weight exercises.
I bet there was a lot of people who did that.
Yeah, we had I think we had probably close to 3,000 people participating. It was a ton, you know, and it was free. We made it free because we wanted just to keep people engaged and motivated and hopefully still exercising, you know. At that time, we thought it was only going to be a few weeks, you know.
There's no reason not to do that. If you're at home, absolutely, and you're awake, you can go for it.
Yeah, but, you know, it was so hard, you know. I don't know what your experience was like, but, you know, I And I think most people that are used to going to a gym to work out found it a little challenging. You know, I would go, I like to joke. I was basically, I would have a week on and then a week off. Like 1 week is like, all right, I'm really going to do this every day. So I'll go. And I even had some equipment, you know, I borrowed from my gym, some barbells and weights, kettlebells. I would go run. I had a bike. So 1 week I was great, you know, worked out, exercise every day. And then next week I like take the whole week off, you know. it was challenging.
It's hard to find. It was hard to find consistency during COVID, especially if you were at home and there was no way of going to a job. Like you're just kind of like floating in space. I
feel. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was very tricky. Very tricky.
So Daniel, if we have a pair that is looking to join a WOD League event, when are some of the next ones coming up?
Yeah, so we got a bunch, mostly here in Florida right now, but we're quickly trying to expand into other states as well. And our goal ultimately is to be all over the country. You know, we like to put a team together where we can run this events everywhere, at West Coast, East Coast, Midwest. I mean, I think we can really, it's probably going to take us some time, but I think we'll get there eventually. But right now we're focused mostly here in Florida and on the East Coast. So we have this weekend, we have one in Palm Bay here in Florida, but obviously the registration for that one is closed because it's just a couple days away. But we're going to be in Gainesville.
Love it. I have to get a gator chop.
That's right. We're going to be there. It's on March 2nd. It's a Swamp City Strength and Conditioning. It's a great facility. They have a really cool spot. You know, they have an outdoor space, and we are incorporating some of that into the workouts. Then in April, we have a couple events. We have one in Winter Park at Old Town CrossFit. We're also going to be at St. Augustine, just found out today, CrossFit St. Augustine, that's April. In May, we're going to be in Orlando on the other side of town at a Kings Point CrossFit. We have a summer event in Orlando as well at a CrossFit AFN in June 8th. And then we're going to be in North Carolina, which is, you know, I love it. It's where I found CrossFit. You know, I'm very excited about this event as well. This is a Chair City Fitness. It's in Thomasville. Okay. It's a small town outside of Winston-Salem, Greensboro area. We're very excited about being there. They're super excited to host us. I think we're going to have a huge participation from all the local gyms. So I'm excited to be there in the summer as well, you know, and see some friends from the area. And but anyways, we're WODLeagueUSA.com. That's our website. We're very active on social media as well. So WOD League USA on Instagram and Facebook. You can see our full schedule, more information about our events. And if you're, you know, gym owners are watching us, if you're interested in bringing WOD League to your facility, contact us. We'll send you all the information. It's really, really easy. We try to make it a stress-free experience for gyms hosting us.
And I think that's the real benefit. One of the biggest benefits.
I think so too.
Yeah,
no,
right?
It's great because we know. I mean, I used to own a gym. You own your facility. You know how much work it is to just keep everything running smooth. You know, so to add on top of that, organizing competition, it can be a little much. You know, so we try to take that off their plate. You know, still there's a lot of benefits for gyms hosting it, but they don't have to do the actual work, you know.
Absolutely, you have it down to a science. They get to sit back.
I think so. You know, obviously, we're always trying to perfect it. Sure. I think it's an evolving thing, but we've done hundreds of events, so there's a lot of things that we learned over the course of those events. Some the hard way, some just came naturally. I think we can make the whole process a little bit easier just by having been exposed to it so many times.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Daniel, how else can we find you?
You can find me personally at on Instagram at Shark Indeed.
Awesome.
And Facebook as well. And you can always find me at Treasure. You know that. You can always find me at Treasure Coast CrossFit in the early mornings. Mm-hmm. I'm a head trainer over there. I love it there. It's a great place. GCCF here in Sebastian. So we always have drop-ins. People from out of town, welcome to come and join a class with us. It's a great place. It's a very, very special
place.
They've
kicked my butt once or twice. We'll drop all the information into the show notes. That way you can just go click and check out WOD League, Church Coast CrossFit, Daniel, and all the above. All right. Thank you, Daniel, for joining.
Thank you, buddy.